in our lives. We all have pain, we all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the Orion Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
there's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
And more services. And then you have organizations like the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And we are the largest 501c3 dedicated to finding treatments and cures for inherited retinal disease and macular degeneration. And as I said, they've been around for since 1971. And certainly in the early years, we had to spend much of the time and energy in discovery, finding out what causes diseases. But today, we have 38 clinical trials funded by the foundation that are covering treatment approaches such as gene therapy and stem cells and what they call small molecule drugs that will work down at the genetic level. And that's just a tremendous advance. That's like another one of your title songs here, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. We got one treatment for a version of retinitis pigmentosa called Leber congenital amaurosis, right, on something called the RPE65 gene. We got that through the FDA and approved a few years ago, and actually just a couple of years ago now. And now we have 38 clinical trials in progress. And when you include around the world other trials going on for inherited retinal disease, it's the number is probably well over 100. And even though the foundation, of course, doesn't fund every single one of those, the basic research that the foundation has done over the years is the basis for most of that research that goes on. So I think, one of the things we say about the foundation, we call it the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And, of course, in our advertisements here, we fight and we win. Mm-hmm. We've been fighting for a long time, and the winning is showing up now in these clinical trials.
So I got to interrupt you. I think I hear Chris Shaw.
Yeah,
is he
he's
there?
On the phone.
Oh,
he's
Chris
calls.
Shaw is here. Oh. Well, now I give out the phone number. 40 number. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dan. I'm sorry. We can talk in a minute. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you'd like to talk to Dan while he's on the What?
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, and we'll be going to break in 2 minutes. So,
somebody want to call in? Now's the time to call in. The lines are totally open right now, 407-894-1680.
So, Dan, tell us a little bit about your vision.
Oh, certainly, yes.
Before we go to break.
Absolutely. I have a form of what's called autosomal dominant retinitis pigmentosa, and it's very pervasive in my family. In fact, today there's 8 or 9 members of our family that are affected in one way or the other in various stages of blindness. I say 8 or 9. We're not really sure. Let's take that call.
Maddie's on the phone. Maddie!
Hi.
Hi, Maddie. How you feeling, Maddie?
Oh, I'm not doing too good. I'm in a lot of pain.
Oh.
But I had to go to the emergency pain manager, and I didn't get my medicine on Friday. So I'm going to be in pain for the next couple of days.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. This is Maddie from Orlando, yeah, Florida. Maddie.
Say hi to Dan, Maddie.
Hi.
Hey there, Maddie.
I'm doing too good, Dan. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah. I call in to say hi to everybody, and I'm a member of GOCB. I joined in 95, and then 96 I became recording secretary.
Wow.
And I was secretary until 2000. Now I'm secretary again. I was secretary in 2015, so this is going into my fifth year.
Wow. Maddie, we gave you a nice shout-out last week. Did you hear it?
No.
Oh. Well, you'll have to listen to the archive show.
We archive all the shows. You listen to last week's show.
Thank you for calling in, Maddie.
I'm sorry.
And sorry you're in so much pain. Keep us posted.
I'll be okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
All right.
That's Maddie from Orlando.
Chris, is there anybody else? 1 minute before we go to break.
Yeah, I got one other person that's going to. Okay. All right. Let's talk with first time caller Tony from Eatonville. Tony, you on the air?
We have to go to break though, Chris.
My name is Antonio, and I'm calling to talk to Chris Shaw tonight. I'm calling about behavior tonight at Lakeside Behavior Aspire Health Partners here in Evansville, Boston, for Kennedy.
Hey, Tony, listen, hold that thought right there for just one moment, Tony, because your phone is kind of going in and out. Listen, we're going to take a quick break real quick. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show now that they have a pilot. You guys sound great without a pilot, too. I just thought I'd let you know.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today. When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, 407-894-1680. You know, being the only commercial radio show in the country for the visually impaired blind, it's a great honor, and that's why I'm glad that Foundation Fighting Blindness is with us. And I love having Dan Day here. And we have a caller calling in right now from Minneapolis. His name is John. John, are you there?
Hold on. Hey, I think I got it right now. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you there for a second.
All right. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, John. This is John from Minneapolis, Minnesota. John. Hi, John.
Hi. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, John. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear your voice again.
Why don't we know you were? I didn't know you were a radio star.
Well, this is my first audition, so I need to practice my Walter Cronkite voice, and that's the way it is. I unfortunately don't have the great radio voice that you do, John, when you were here, but I'm working on it.
He wasn't here.
He called in.
So why don't you introduce him, Dan, so everybody knows who he is.
Absolutely. So, folks, John Corneli is our director of legacy, it's fair to say legacy and estate planning. Does that title work?
For Foundation Fighting Blindness.
For the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Yes.
That works for me.
And I'm sure, hopefully you listeners have heard John and recognize his voice from when he called in before to talk about legacy planning. So pleased to have you.
Yeah. And I just wanted to mention, Michael, and I think you may already know that I was down at the Villages in Florida a week or so ago.
Right.
And we had a big event at the Villages hosted by the Visually Impaired Person Support Group. And we had about 165 people in attendance. Dan came down, was present, and very supportive, as always. And we had a great, terrific science presentation by Ben Shaberman, who was a call-in guest of your show one time. Mm-hmm. So it was fun being in Florida. The weather was over-the-top terrific. And now I'm back to reality in Minneapolis.
That's funny.
Well, nice for calling in.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was very nice of you to call and participate.
Yeah, so nice hearing you guys. Have a great show.
Thank you very much. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Chris, where did Chris go?
Left again? Oh, my goodness. Chris, you there?
Let's talk to Dan a little bit more about your vision as we were talking before.
Oh, yes. I think I left off by saying, I have a lot of it in my family. And people are in various stages of it. I was very, very fortunate with my vision loss in that I didn't see any real symptoms until I was getting pretty close to 30 years old. So I was lucky. I was able to play varsity basketball in high school and a couple of years of small college ball. And so I feel very, very grateful for that. And in fact, it's only been maybe 3 or 4 years or so that I began using a cane situationally. So I use it in the airport and use it on a night like tonight when I'm going to have some sort of a cabbie pick me up so he can look for the guy with the cane. Mm-hmm. But I'm very, very fortunate to have a lot of useful vision. But I've certainly found that my association with the Foundation Fighting Blindness has been very empowering because it, as the name implies, it gives you the opportunity to actually fight. You don't have to just lie down and take it. You can get involved, and then you can see the winning take place when these clinical trials come around. So it's really, I consider myself to be very lucky. I don't really look at the moment and say, I'm losing a lot of vision and I'm pessimistic about the future. I think with the progress that we're making with the foundation for everybody out there with inherited retinal disease, there is good cause for hope now. I think these clinical trials are only going to grow in number and grow fast. And this is a great time to get involved. We welcome your involvement, anyone out there, your involvement on the foundation chapter if you have an inherited retinal disease or are affected by it one way or the other. And involvement doesn't mean some great commitment of time on your part. You can just come to our events, support us any way you can. We have a couple of events coming up I'll just mention quickly here. One on March the 7th, which is a kickoff luncheon for our annual flagship fundraiser, the Vision Walk. And the Vision Walk will be on Sunday, April the 19th.
Where's that at?
That will be at Cypress Grove Park here in downtown Orlando.
This is Orlando.
This is Orlando, yes, okay. Indeed, for their audience. So, but make the trip down if you're up north and join us for our vision walk. Get a break. But yes, it's a very nice walk. This will be our 15th year, and I'm proud to say that Orlando was chosen as the site for the very first vision walk. So this will be the 15th annual vision walk this year for the foundation. There are 35 of them across the country, and since their inception, they've raised over $55 million for research.
Listen, folks. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go, Ben.
But before we go to trivia, I got to ask a question. I got a problem. maybe you can help me. Listen to the problem. And I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. And let me tell you the phone number first so maybe you can help me. 407-416-6018. Here's my problem.
Michael, you just gave out your number.
I did?
Yeah.
They weren't listening anyway. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I'll repeat, 407-894-1680. Here's the problem, and I'm being serious when I say this. Over the last 3-4 months, my eyes are getting worse. Right now, I used to have shadows. I don't have any more shadows. So here's my problem. We have 4 dogs and 3 cats. Now, don't laugh. I'm being serious now. It's not funny.
No, I'm not going to laugh. What I'm going to laugh about this dog, how the dog was just sitting in the middle of the hallway.
That's my problem. See, they won't move. And my problem is I'm always stepping on them and I'm hurting them.
Really?
Yeah. So now my problem is it's not funny that I feel so bad. I feel guilty. I keep on saying, let's move. And I walk slow. I
shuffle
my feet. And now the question, do I use my cane in my own house? But if I use my cane, the cane could hurt them. So the question, anybody have any suggestions? I shuffle my feet. That's one thing. The cats and dogs, we have 7 animals, and I'm stepping on their tails. I'm stepping on God knows what. And the point is, I need suggestions because this is new to me, being totally blind, where I used to have shadows. Now I don't have shadows anymore, so I can't see my animals.
All
and
right.
They're not listening. I tell them to move. They don't.
Well, you know, one person might have an answer for you. Our good friend, Dr. the birthday lady, the birthday woman who celebrated her birthday the whole month with me, Dr. Young. Dr. Young, are you there?
I think she's calling to talk to Dan, not about animals.
Well, yeah, I have no solution to Michael's issue.
Not one?
I have a solution, but you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, she would take you rid of your dogs and cats, which we're not doing.
Right now, one of them is not doing so well.
You don't want to hear it. So the only thing I was calling about was to hi, Dan.
Hi, Sheila. Good to hear from you.
And the other thing I wanted to say is we are so excited on behalf of the Florida Council of the Blind, because we are going to have a workshop at our state convention in Maitland in May. And FFB is going to be one of our workshops. So we are extremely excited about the retinal disease and the workshop that is going to be presented. So that's pretty much why I was calling. And thank you for the birthday wish. I really appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Well, again, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I would have played a song if Chris was here.
But I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, Linda doesn't know how to do that.
I haven't advanced to that yet.
Y'all came through loud and clear.
Thank you.
So it's all good.
Okay.
So if anybody can help me, 407-894-1680. Right now we're going to trivia. Tell me who's singing this song. This young man had a lot of hits.
This reminds me.
He's known as R&B. In this case, it's country and western. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. You there? I don't hear nothing.
Okay, we're going to go to our dynamic duo, Jupiter and Canada, all at the same time. And they got some great advice for you, they say.
Okay,
and then we'll do the trivia then.
Okay. Dynamic duo. Here we go. Canada and
Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter, Florida. You're on the line.
Yes. You How are you doing? It.
Hi, guys. Okay. Say hi to Dan.
You got any suggestions?
Fine.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, hello, Dad. How are you doing?
Good. You got any suggestions?
Yes. Now, for me, when I'm home, I always, the first thing I do is take off my shoes.
So do I.
Mm-hmm. Because if you step on them in your bare feet, it doesn't hurt them as
That's
much.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, at least cat, one thing I recommend, if you've got the kind of cat that you know for a fact eats too fast, what you do is you make sure that there's enough food so that they eat steadily all the time for the cat. In other words, don't lock them away from their food for too long. Because what some of them will do is they will eat furiously quick because they haven't had enough food, and then they'll be sick on the floor, and you can't find it.
All right, that's another problem. But stepping on their poops or whatever, God knows what. But I'm
I know that feeling.
I'm only worried about stepping right now on their tails and hurting them or the bodies. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, thank you for the suggestion.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, you're welcome. It's our pleasure.
Okay. Take care. All right. I'm going to go to the trivia.
We're going to trivia right now. If anybody wants to call, it's 407-894-1680. 894-1680. 407-894-1680. Right now, trivia time. Trivia time. Who's singing the song?
I've made up my mind to live in memory of the lonesome time. It's useless to say. So I'll just live my life.
I'll play the song more, but right now, who's singing that song? The voice you should know right away. But the point is, do you understand? Here he is as a country and western singer. He's doing a country and western. This was a very big hit for him. This guy, well, he's a legend, of course. But he was known as R&B and many other things. He was not known then as a country and western. He had a country western album and a country western song. This was a big hit, top five record. I think, I'm not sure it was number one or number two, Can't Stop Loving You. But the question is, who's singing the song? That's the first trivia of the night. Mr. Country and Western Man. But he wasn't country and western. But he was country western because this was a country western song. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I'll play more of the song a little later. The question is, who's singing the song?
Dan had a big smile on his face. I know he knows, but you can't call in, Dan.
Can't call in, Dan. 407-894-1680.
He's got a lot of people calling in there. All right, Chris, we got a couple of minutes.
And by the way, people are looking for your gift cards. They all pretty much went out yesterday. Most of the cards went out yesterday. Did you get picked, Dan?
I have it right here.
Okay.
Special delivery.
Okay.
Yep. What you got, Chris? Oh, my goodness. You might as well put the first one on. He's got all the lines lit.
I know he's got some collars.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah.
It's an easy voice, but the question is, they don't know he's country and western.
Yes, he did. He sung R&B for quite a while, and then he wanted to go do country and western because country and western songs.
His record company at the time thought he was nuts, that he went to a country and western song, and he went from R&B.
But he knew himself. He knew himself, and he knew his music. And he said, "Yeah, this is the soul. This is soul too, is in country and western music."
All righty. So you ready for this?
Yep.
Here we go.
We got a minute before break.
We're going to Delray Beach, Clinton, Indiana, St. Louis, Missouri. Delray Beach was first. The one and only Bill.
Wasn't Bill just the one?
Hello, everybody.
No.
Chris checked the.
Hey,
check.
Bill.
Yeah, Chris checked.
Is this the Bill?
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
How you doing, Bill?
Hello, Bill.
Bill and Del Rey.
Bill and Del Rey. So who do you think is singing, Bill?
Pardon me?
Who do you think is singing that song, Bill?
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles? You are right.
Yay.
You. That's good. Mr. Country Western
Congratulations.
Man. Ray Charles. You just won yourself a $10 gift card at a place called Subway. Subway.
Oh, very nice.
More than welcome.
How did you learn about the show, Bill?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thanks for listening, Bill. Give me your name and address. We can send you out your gift card. Who else on the line?
Oh,
we're
going to
break. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Introducing Bonacle, critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
We are back. Yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. For those people who are listening for the first time, don't know even what we're existed. What's you all about? What are you all about? We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. All kidding aside, sometimes we mess around. Sometimes we talk seriously. And in a minute, I'm going to be talking to Dan Day seriously. Right now, I'm just messing around. And those folks who want to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have a caller right now calling in from St. Louis. She wants to say hi. Are you there, Linda? Linda, I
no,
can't hear you.
No, it's Glenda.
Oh, Glenda. Glenda, are you there, Glenda?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Glenda.
Are you
St.
calling
Louis.
In all the way from St. Louis?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
Say hi to Dan Day.
Say hi to Dan Day.
Willie's saying hi.
Hi, Glenda.
Even though it's the night. You can say hello to Dan Day, even though it's not night. I mean, it is night.
Did you have a question for Dan about the Foundation Fighting Blindness? Do they have a chapter out there, Dan, in St. Louis?
Do they have what?
No, I was asking Dan if they have a chapter out there in St. Louis.
I do not.
Oh.
Do not.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
I don't think they have a chapter in St. No. Louis, do they, Glenda? Glenda?
Glenda should start one.
Yeah.
No. No. No, they don't. I'm sorry. They
okay.
Don't.
Well, that's all right.
So you were calling for, I guess, trivia, but somebody got it already.
Yes, I just called to say hello.
Well, that's nice.
Did you know that Ray Charles was a country western singer at one time?
Yes.
You did know it.
Yes,
I didn't know it.
Husband.
Yeah. I knew about the song.
Yes.
Yeah, he was okay. Country western, yeah.
Well, thank you for being out there and listening. And
thanks for listening.
Talk to you
thank
again
you for
soon.
Listening.
Yes, and then happy Valentine's Day.
Well, I hope we talk
didn't
to
come
you before then.
Yeah, it's February.
Yeah, it's coming up. That's Love Day.
Love Day.
Love Day. Okay.
I say I love you all for doing this. I appreciate me and my husband.
Oh, thank you so
we
much.
We appreciate you and Will. Thank you, Glenda.
Yes.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. You
bye
all
bye.
Have a blessed one.
You too.
Now.
Thank you. God
bye
bless
bye.
You. Stay well.
God bless you.
Yep.
All right.
Care. Back to Dan.
Back to Dan Day.
I just like saying Dan Day. That's why I keep saying
why,
your last
you want to say
name.
Dan Knight?
Well, it is alliterative.
It does roll. It? Yeah, it just
rolls
off your tongue.
Dan Day. Dan Day.
So.
You know his famous. When you think of Day, who do you think of?
Doris.
Doris Day.
And my mom is listening tonight, and her name is Doris.
No kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
So her
maybe
name
she'll
is Doris
call in
Day?
And say hi.
Her name is Doris Day?
Don't be afraid, Doris.
Doris, if you're listening, call. I want to talk to Doris Day.
All the way from Maine, you said, right? Or Vermont?
Maine.
Maine.
Maine all the way
call
home.
In 407-894-1680. I want to hear Doris Day.
And she is almost exactly the same age as the Doris Day who
no
passed away.
Yes, she was my dad's age, 96, Doris.
Yeah. Doris Day, I want to hear from you. I'm talking to you, young lady. You got a son. Are you as tall? Kevin is calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. Kevin, are you there?
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Lynn, Michael, Dan.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good evening.
Good to hear from you.
Well, Michael, well, I got a couple suggestions
what?
For you.
Right.
Well, like you said, you really didn't want to use your cane in your house.
Right.
You can't,
well, because
you
I don't
want
to hurt them either.
It.
I don't want to hit the dog.
No.
So I use the cane, hit them in
no,
the head,
no,
hurt
it,
them.
No, you just slide it along the floor real slow in front of you.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Or you can put bells on their collars.
You know what? I was thinking about that. I was thinking about putting bells on each one of them. Yep.
Now, wait a minute. If they're just laying around, you're not going to hear the bells. But before you get up and go, you clap your hands real loud, and it'll give the
get their attention.
Cat or dog a little jolt. They still won't move. It was just a little jolt, but you'll hear the bells.
Well, there you go. There's some interesting suggestions, Michael.
I like that suggestion.
Just
thank you,
the,
Kevin.
Push the cane slowly.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I would do. I don't know if I want to listen to bells all night, but the cane
but
slowly.
You also gave a good suggestion, Lynn.
I did?
Should get something from a pool. Remember, like pool?
Oh, yeah, Kevin. You know those things people hit each other with in the pool? Those styrofoam
pool,
things?
Styrofoam rubber things?
What do they call those
yeah.
things? They have a funny name. I can't think what they
I don't know.
call, but yeah, thought of that also.
As long as, because my cane, it could hurt them when I hit them in the head or something.
All right. What's it like up there, Kevin? What's it like up there tonight?
Oh, it's about 40 out
same
there
as
now.
Here. Yeah, same as here. All righty. Well, thanks for
calling.
Thanks
for calling,
we're
Kevin.
Yep.
Go back
we'll
to talking
later.
To Dan.
Bye.
Same
thank
here.
You.
Bye-bye.
Maybe what you need, Michael, is if you could get a Nerf cane, then you'd be perfect, right? You could.
Yeah, something real soft, like spongy.
You could use that in the house, and then you would.
Well, that's on
is
the
that
lines of
Nerf
what
cane?
I was thinking. That's what I was thinking of, like the styrofoam thing, but Nerf is better. I know it's like the Nerf footballs? They're soft, Michael. They're like
hurt
a spongy kind of. Yeah, that's put it on the end of the cane. You could do that. Yeah, it's got Grand Central Station in our kitchen when he
so
walks
Dan,
through.
Let's go back to Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yep.
Sure.
Pinpoint it. What's their purpose?
So
their mission.
Their mission.
Yeah, so the mission of the foundation is to find cures and treatments for inherited retinal disease. And historically, when they were created in 1971, there was just nothing known about these diseases. And people used to get the diagnosis from their eye care physician, their ophthalmologist would be, well, you have an inherited retinal disease. We don't know very much about it. There's no research going on to speak of. And so you probably will just have to deal with vision loss throughout your life. And so go home, and if the time comes, learn to use a cane or get a dog. And you probably don't need to come back to me very often because I can't do anything for you. That was just about literally what the diagnosis was. So they put the foundation together, and they said, we are going to bring together the very best researchers and clinicians and have them figure out what's going on with inherited retinal eye disease and find out how to treat and cure it. So it's been a long struggle, but that has been our mission. And as I've said before, we are definitely delivering the results now with these clinical trials. We worked so hard to get through the
lab. So you work with Second Sight as well?
So that's an interesting story there, too, because I know they're one of the sponsors now of the show with their...
partners with them now, Second Sight.
That's right. Second Sight was a kind of creation of the foundation back going years ago for the first, what they call a retinal prosthesis, where they
Hold on one moment, Dan. Can you just hold that thought? I got to take this because I'm not finna get no whooping by nobody's parents. All right? Mama is on the phone.
All right. Well, see, Doris stays on the line. Yeah. Goodness. Thank you, Chris.
She get first dibs.
I see him like on the goal line on a football field. Like, right, what the heck is he doing?
She gets top priority.
She gets top priority.
Yeah, he's standing there like the coach.
Doris Day, you there? Doris Day?
I'm here. You almost lost me in the calling.
Hi, Doris.
Your name is really Doris Day?
Well, that's my married name. I was born with that name, but that's my married name.
So when you became to Mr. Day, your name became Doris Day.
Right.
And did people ever say, are you the Doris Day, the actress?
Oh, yes. She's the same age I am.
So say hello to your famous son here.
Yeah, we've always been so proud of our Dan.
Well, how's the temperature on the Canadian border tonight? It's a little more reasonable for this time of year, I think.
Well, it's been fairly warm today because it's been around the freezing point.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we are in Florida saying it's fairly warm. It's around the freezing point.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have a fireplace?
No.
No?
No, I'm in an apartment here.
Okay. You're staying nice and toasty.
Well, this is a kind of a new program for me to listen to, but I've been finding it very interesting.
Well, wonderful.
We're here every Sunday.
Yeah,
we're here.
Yeah, any given Sunday. Yep. Yeah. You can tune us in.
Yes. Yes, Dan was the one, of course, that told me about this program.
Well, isn't that nice?
Hope you like it.
Yes. As I said, it's very, very interesting.
Well, thank you.
About the person with the dogs and the cats.
Yeah, it's me.
It's Michael.
If the animals are intelligent enough, they'll catch on quickly and they'll move when they see them.
There you go. See, Doris has got it right. That's what I say.
Well, they're intelligent, but you see, they're not used to me being blind.
Yeah, they are.
Not totally.
They're just
not
lazy.
Let's
call it what it is. They're just lazy.
They
don't
lay
want
in
to
front
move.
Of me. They lay like yeah. to lay right in front of me.
Yeah. Well, I'm awful glad to have learned about this program.
Tell your friends, Doris. Tell your friends. Maybe they would like to listen.
Yeah, and lots of good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Stay warm up there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your evening with us.
And that was
stay warm.
And that was the Doris Day.
That was nice.
Right.
Good night,
from
Doris.
Dan
Thank
Day.
You.
If you want my autograph, I'll send it to you free of charge.
Thank you.
I sure would.
And that was Dan Day's mother, Doris Day.
Okay.
Okay, we're back to you, Dan Day, with Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yes, indeed. So, as I say, we started out many years ago, in 1971, not knowing much at all about inherited retinal disease, and today we have all these clinical trials going on. So we remain focused on getting the trials going, and there's a lot of really good hope for optimism now. One of the things that we've discovered, and I'll make this quick because I know we'll have to go to break before too long here, but one of the things that's very encouraging is we thought that as a disease that's sometimes called an orphan disease, in other words, a disease that is fairly rare in the population, it would always be very, very difficult to draw money from commercial medical organizations, you know, big pharma and large medical organizations, because, of course, there's not the dollar signs there for them. But it's turning out that the eye is a perfect place for research into the protocols like stem cells and gene therapy and small molecule drugs, because the eye is part of something called the blood-brain barrier. And what that means is that the immune system doesn't attack stuff that you put in there. Plus the eye, if you think about it, it's a nice little laboratory. It's accessible. It's right on the front of your head, and it's it's nice and compartmentalized in there. And what's happened is these large medical companies, drug companies and pharmaceuticals and others are saying, you know, we'd like to be in partnership with you, because if there is something to be patented for gene therapy, stem cells, small molecule drugs, we want the chance to do that. So we're finding very pleasantly surprised that these companies are coming forward and saying, yes, we'll put money into that. And we're, so again, lots of cause for optimism now when you consider where we were and where we are, and it's turning out very well. So.
Well, Blind and Beyond Radio Show's job now is to spread the word for Foundation Fighting Blindness. That's our job.
Yeah, and in fact, so if you want to get in touch with me, if you've got any questions, I mentioned our Vision Walk coming up in April and our kickoff luncheon. If you'd like to come to the luncheon to learn about Vision Walk or meet the chapter members, learn about the chapter, contact me. My email address is very simple. It's danday115@gmail.com. Of course, you can call me as well anytime. I'll leave you my number here, 407-551-0540.
You'll have to say all that again.
I'll have to say it all again. Okay.
Well, he says time.
No,
it's low.
Okay. So my phone number is area code 407-551-0540, or you can reach me by email at danday115@gmail.com. So hope I'll hear from you. Hope you're interested in the chapter, and we'll come out and see what we're all about.
Anything you want to know, it's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look at our website. Check it out. You can see Foundation Fighting Blindness is there. Check them out.
And what would be your advice?
And if you call in, don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
What would be your advice to people in the rest of the country, how they could get involved or learn more about Foundation Fighting Blindness?
Yes, thank you. So the national number, if you'd like to call the foundation to find out what you can do and how you can get involved, call the foundation's number. It's an 800 number, 800-683-5555.
Now that's on the website, right?
That's yes.
That's on blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Yep. That's on the website.
Or you can go to fightingblindness.org. fightingblindness.org. If you go to that website, you'll find out all about the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Okay. So folks, you got anything to say? You got any questions? Now's the time. Our lines are wide open.
Yeah, we have.
You can call in 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to call in, you got something to say, now's the time. Lines are wide open. Okay, I don't hear you calling. I don't hear you.
You know, you were talking about the retina being compartmentalized. I was just reading last night that they might be able to find out more about Alzheimer's using the blood cells from the retina area. It's amazing.
Yes.
Rather than go into the brain, now they might be able to go into the cells in the eye.
Well, and that's kind of an interesting factoid, if you will, that the retina is actually considered part of the brain.
That's what I read.
Yeah, and that does make sense when you think about it, because the retina communicates to the brain through the optic nerve. So it's sitting there at the end of the optic nerve, and it's really this membrane that's brain tissue that sits there that's
right.
Collecting light,
exactly.
Turning it into electricity and sending it through the optic nerve to the brain. So mm-hmm. The retina is considered by doctors to be part of the brain.
That's
so
what
it does.
I read. I learned something new.
Can we go to trivia now?
We only have a few minutes, but
well,
this is
an easy song coming up. Easy song.
Okay.
That everybody should know this. Everybody and their cousins and brothers should know this song, and they should know who's singing it. If not, smack yourself in the head because you should know this song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Big song.
She'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch. Poison ivy. Poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
Okay.
You cut it short.
I cut it very short.
Wow.
Everybody and their brother should know that song. 407.
What about their sister?
89. I could say sisters too. 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? Big song. 407-894-1680. I'm only going to give you a minute to check that one out.
So, Chris.
Everybody knows that one.
Everybody knows that one.
I'm going to tell you, it was the Brady Bunch.
You can't go wrong with that.
So, Chris, how's your Girl Scout cookie sales going?
Oh, my God. If you want some more, let me know. Anybody who want Girl Scout cookies, let me know.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of these cookies out of my house. I'm tired of looking at them.
I've gained seven weights.
What's that one that I like?
Oh, thanks a lot, Michael.
What's that one that I like?
That's it.
That's the name of it,
Mike. That's the name of it.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot?
Yeah. You got to get some more.
So if anybody wanted the Girl Scout cookies, feel free to call me here.
That's a great... That's the name of it?
That's the name of it. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
It when you get them, it say thanks a lot. So if anybody want any cookies, call me here at WOKB 1680.
It's a chocolate coating.
It's a shortbread with a chocolate drizzle on top or icing. Yeah. Oh, there's somebody wants to buy cookies right now on the phone. No, they're calling for your trivia.
407-894-1680.
So what do you think, Dan?
Of what?
Being here in the flesh.
Oh, this has really been a terrific experience.
All right.
I could get addicted here to being on radio.
You could. Next time we're going to put you at the board when Chris is late.
There you go. That's my.
Now I know what to do.
That will be my next assignment is to learn how to be an engineer. Yeah. That's right.
He says the red button should be lit. Which red button?
No, we have to get that guy on the line.
What guy?
Or call in or come in. Remember the engineer was totally blind.
From Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, he moved to Sebring or something. Yeah, yeah
we all right.
to get him.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
This one right here just stunned me. I'm going to be honest. This caller right here just stunned me. I don't even know where to go from here. I just know it's a travel on the west coast of the United States of America.
No kidding.
This young man has been around for quite some time. He's been talking since he was born. And he talks very well and very intelligent. All the way from Vancouver, Washington. The one and only our good friend, Look Man. Gabe, you there?
Gabe.
Hello.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi.
Say hi to Dan.
You're going to be impressed. I think I actually know who's singing for the song you just played.
No kidding.
No way, Gabe. I'm not falling for this, Gabe. No, I'm not falling for this.
I don't know. You're going to be impressed. Was it, I think this is going to blow your mind, was that... The coasters.
Yes, it was. The coasters.
Oh, my God.
You got
Gabe.
It, Gabe.
Oh
I got
Gabe.
It. Gabe got it.
14-year-old Gabe.
Gabe
got it.
Got it. Coasters.
Nicely
Whoa,
done.
Whoa, you know what? I knew I was going to blow your mind of that.
Isn't that something?
Wow, Gabe.
Gabe,
that's
how did
something.
You know that, Gabe? Like, Gabe, you just a whiz.
A whiz kid.
Everyone says that.
You just won yourself $10 gift card at... Subway! You go to Subway now, take your mom
and you want
$10 gift card at Subway.
How cool is that?
How cool is that? You just won $10 gift card at Subway.
What's it like out there, Gabe, in Washington?
You know what? It is, surprisingly, usually at this time of year it would be snowing, but it is around almost 50 degrees outside right now.
That's something.
I know.
Gabe, you have to give off the air, give your address to Chris Shaw. So
yeah,
this way
don't
we can
hang
send you,
up.
Yeah, we can send you out a gift card.
Okay.
All right.
Don't say it on the air. Thanks for calling
okay.
in. That's Gabe from Vancouver, Washington. Wow.
Chris, can you get his address for me? Thank you.
I'm shocked.
Isn't that cool?
He got
like
the
he
coasters.
Said, it's cool.
Yep, coasters.
Good job, Gabe.
Boy, a 14-year-old. He wasn't around then either.
No, not
Back
quite.
Back in the 50s, coasters.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
They had a lot of hits.
So we have 1 minute to break, fellas.
Well, if we've got 1 minute, I want to sneak in something here.
There you go.
We were talking about earlier about you mentioned the company Second Sight. And, of course, they're advertising here on what they call their Orion Project. They were partners with the foundation initially, and we were behind a lot of their research that led to the first what they call retinal prosthesis, where they put a retina
the
chip.
Argus.
The Argus II camera, yep. That's right, which they do not. They're going to discontinue.
Right.
The first FDA-approved one. Now they've got Orion going. And I've, of course, been talking tonight about inherited retinal disease, but for others out there that have conditions like optic nerve damage and glaucoma, this Orion project has a lot of hope for them because this is going to be, they use something called a cortical implant, mm-hmm. which means directly into the visual cortex of the brain. This almost sounds like...
Space age.
I know, it does. That's sounds a, like the Terminator or something.
Yeah, right, 22nd century.
But and they are in trial mode right now, and they've mm-hmm. got five or six people in their trials, and they are able to make out objects and discriminate. You know, it's not, I don't want to make it out to be 4K HD TV yet, but it's technology like that, and it moves fast. So this company
amazing.
Holds out a lot of hope for people with all kinds of blindness. So it's something to keep an eye on. And, and keep watching. So we're definitely proud of the early research we did with them, mm-hmm. and now that they've become almost a totally independent commercial organization, mm-hmm. and that's great because they're doing a lot of great research there too.
Yep.
And they became a partner of the radio show Blind and Beyond.
They did.
There's just so much going on out there. It's amazing.
It's an amazing time.
It really is. If you're blind or visually,
we're gonna break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Looking forward to speaking to you. Second hour.